Hi, you're listening to Doug McCann of RealityMe.net, and we're on step 8 of learning how to juggle. Where we left off in step 7 was you were working with two balls, throwing one from your non-dominant hand to your other hand, and before catching that ball, throwing the ball from your other hand back to your non-dominant hand. So you were focused on saying the word up. So if you had a ball in your left hand and a ball in your right hand, you would throw, say, from the left hand, and it would go up. And your goal is to hold on to that ball in the right hand as long as you possibly can. There's no rush. And as that ball that you threw from your left hand starts to come down, you're going to say the word up, and you're going to throw from the right hand. It's going to go up in the air. You're going to catch the one that your left hand had thrown. And then the one that your right hand just threw is going to come down in your left hand. And then you're going to pause and say, wow, I did it. That's the basic step to juggling. Really, once you learn to do that, to throw both balls up to about the height of your forehead and to catch both of them, then you really have the juggling pattern down. Adding the third ball is almost silly. And here's how it's going to work. What you're going to do is you're going to hold two balls in one hand and one ball in the other hand. And we've got some basic math here. You've got to start with the hand with the most. And I would recommend going ahead and putting the two balls in your dominant hand. And here's what's going to happen. You're going to start with one of the balls in your right hand, in your dominant hand. And you're going to throw it up in the air using that word up. And then as it gets up to about the height of your forehead and starts to come down, it'll be time to say the word up again, and you'll throw from your non-dominant hand. It'll go up, and right as it gets to about your forehead, you'll probably have already caught that first throw in your non-dominant hand. Right as that second throw gets to about your forehead and starts to come down, you'll be saying the word up again, and you'll throw the other ball, the second ball that you had in your dominant hand. And it'll go up, and right as it comes down, you'll be saying the word up, and you'll throw another ball, and you'll just keep going. That's juggling right there. You take those three balls, and you keep throwing them. You juggle till you drop. Now, here's where you're going to have some problems. A lot of people want to walk. So as they're juggling, your body's saying, this is unnatural. You're throwing things close to me. I want them away from me. And your mind will actually have your hands start throwing the balls away from you. And you find that you're reaching out further and further to catch these balls. And then suddenly you're going to be walking. So how do we overcome these issues? One, picture yourself juggling in a plane. The best plane to imagine this with is a glass window. So if your hands were in a glass window, the balls would be traveling in the glass and your hands would be right there in the glass. And that's your goal. You want those balls traveling in that imaginary glass window. If your hands are reaching out through the window, beyond the window, or not quite getting to it, then you're not in the same plane. It's eating up rhythm. Juggling is like music. Every time you throw, it's a beat. And if the ball goes a little further out or too high or too close to you, you're changing the beat, you're changing the rhythm. So if you can keep those balls in that glass plane, in that window, you're going to be more successful. I will record another audio boo explaining some steps to overcome some of the issues you may come up with as you try to figure out this plane. But right now, you've got everything you need to juggle three balls. So juggle till you drop. You've been listening to Doug McCann of RealityMe.net.